This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sarma Oli says disciplined and dedicated youths are government's priorities. Unauthorized helicopter flights pose a risk to Sagarmatha Park wildlife. And China reports 121 deaths and infections near 65,000 from coronavirus. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sarma Oli has said that youths disciplined and dedicated to the nation are always at the utmost priority and requirement of the nation. Addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of senior division training conducted by Rashtriya Seva Dal in Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Oli said the government was committed to supporting for the all-round developments of the youths. The Prime Minister also stated that the government has put efforts forward for employment and studies opportunity to the youth as the country has people's elected stable and strong government. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Arial, has said that it was grievous to demand projects but failing to expend the amount for the same. Speaking at a discussion program organized by District Coordination Committee and District Administration Office Siangza Ture on development efforts in the district, Minister Arial said the issue of a roadway was more serious among others. Minister Arial said it was equally important that how the people's representatives coordinated with the government employees rather than simply raising the question over project implementation from their side. Nepal Communist Party Chair and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda on Thursday inaugurated the newly constructed Umbrella Street at Bhartpur Metropolis, Patihani. On the occasion, he expressed his confidence that the street would further help in the development and expansion of tourism in Patihani. The street stretched over around 10 katha land was constructed at the cost of Rs. 30 million, said Ward Chair Vishnu Raj Mahato. As many as 480 colourful umbrellas have been set up in the street. The Patihani Food Festival has also been organised to promote the umbrella street and local foods. National Assembly member Durga Prasad Upadhyay passed away today at the age of 50. Suffering from cancer for long, Upadhyay died at his residence in Lumbini, Sanskriti Municipality, 10 Apurpandehi, according to State Assembly member Pakaruddin Khan. Upadhyay was a National Assembly member from Nepali Congress. He had been playing active role being associated with Nepali Congress since People's Movement 2046 became Sambat. Also the executive member of the Lumbini Development Fund, Upadhyay is survived by wife, two daughters and three sons. Khan said that the last rites of National Assembly member Upadhyay will be performed in Lumbini. A person died on the spot in a road accident at Chauradi of Benighat, Rolang Municipality this morning. The deceased has been identified as 22-year-old Prakash Basnet of Mulki Municipality of Solakhumbu District, said Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Thading, Rupa Kharka. The accident took place when an Indian number plated truck heading towards Kathmandu hit a scooter coming from opposite direction. Similarly, pillion rider Sanish Thapa of Kabri was injured in the accident and he has been admitted at Kathmandu-based teaching hospital. Gajuri police have arrested the truck driver who had been absconding after the incident. The Sagarmatha National Park officially recently seized two drone cameras as they were being flown inside from the park premises without permission. According to Park Chief Bhumiraj Upadhyay, the advanced cameras were confiscated from the Jorsale and Dole areas. The park management is preparing to send them to department concerned. Use of camera including drone without permission is unlawful, but the law is being violated by some people. In the past, the park used to seize materials meant for abusing the wildlife for poaching, but to date of the current fiscal year, no such materials have been found. The park is home to several species of animals and birds including musk deer, mountain bear, snow leopard, lophophorus, blood peasant, mountain chicken and so on. The park has remained in the World Heritage List since 1979, so several human activities are prohibited along the park area. With the maiden operation Upper Khorunga Rivulet Small Hydroelectricity Project, the first privately run hydroelectricity project has been materialized in Tirathum, the Eastern Hilly District of Nepal. The 7.5 megawatt project of around ₹1.37 billion has started its operation from its powerhouse at Mingchayam Rural Municipality, Kholakhet of Tirathum. The power generated from this project has been linked with national grid through a substation of Nepal Electricity Authority located at Jiri Kimti Bazar of Tirathum. The much anticipated project run by Tirathum Power Company has made Tirathum self-reliant on electricity, said Lakshman Tiwari, one of the investors of this functional hydropower plant in the district. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Coronavirus cases are not rising dramatically outside China despite a spike in Hubei province, the World Health Organization says. The only exception was on a cruise liner docked in Japan, where 44 new cases were reported, bringing the total there to 218. There was also no major shift in the coronavirus pattern of mortality or severity, according to the WHO. The latest figures show 121 new deaths in China, bringing the total to 1,380. The total infections jumped by 5,090 to 55,748 cases on 13 February, the National Health Commission said on Friday. The latest figures from Hubei recorded 116 deaths and 4,822 new cases. That is a smaller increase than the previous day when there was a spike with 240 new deaths and nearly 15,000 new cases. However, most of this was down to Hubei using a broader definition to diagnose people, said Mike Ryan, head of WHO Health Emergencies Program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there has been a pretty important breakthrough in peace talks with the Taliban in recent days. Defense Secretary Mark Esper earlier said they had negotiated a proposal for a week-long reduction in violence. The two sides have long been engaged in negotiations aimed at ending 18-year war in Afghanistan, but they have been fraught with challenges, U.S. President Donald Trump declared the talks dead in September. On Thursday, Pompeo said the U.S. president had given the go-ahead for further talks. He held decent progress but said the negotiations were complicated, that a peace deal had not yet been reached. U.S. President Donald Trump has made withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan a key foreign policy aim. A Syrian civilian was killed and another wounded in a rear clash between U.S. troops and a group of government supporters who tried to block United States convoy driving through a village in northeastern Syria, state media reported. The Syrian state-run media on Wednesday said the killed man was among residents of a village east of the town of Qomisli who had gathered at an army checkpoint, pelting the U.S. convoy with stones and taking down a U.S. flag from one of the vehicles. At that point, U.S. troops fired with live ammunition and smoke bombs at the residents, the report said. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says disciplined and dedicated youths are government's priorities. Unauthorized helicopter flights pose risks to Sagarmatha Park wildlife. And China reports 121 deaths and infections near 65,000 from coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin is we at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.